الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أصحابه أجمعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما رب زدني علما رب زدني علما السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته brothers and sisters and welcome again to our inshallah seventh session and lesson number 11 which we will cover inshallah in today's lesson. So last week I think we had the minimum attendance last week, so the brothers who didn't attend last week, we only did one part of a lesson, so we only did 10b, which was a longer lesson, and you know the recording should be available online. If you want to catch up, please do see that recording, inshallah, and hopefully it should be beneficial. If you have any questions after that, I'm happy to take them. Okay, so inshallah, in today's lesson, today's session, we'll continue with lesson number 11a. And in this lesson, we will do, inshallah, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas. Working now, alhamdulillah. So in this lesson, inshallah, we will learn three new words, the most occurring words. Obviously, we will learn more than this, but the three most frequent words, inshallah, which have been repeated in Quran about 2200 times. And by the end of this lesson, inshallah, our tally will go up to 29,000. Remember, our target is 78,000. And inshallah, by the end of this course, we will have covered about 50,000 words. So Surah Al-Falaq, we started it last time. A few things about both of these surahs, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas. One of the things that we need to realize is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very, very merciful with His ibad, with His servants, that He has not only given us the guidance, but also He has given us the protection from all the evils that can come across us. Now, one of the things that can, this is very, very unfortunate, brothers, that amongst Muslim, you know, many of the things have just become ritual, and we take the things from it on its face value. We don't really understand the value of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to me. So I will just going to, what I do normally is, in this situation, I tell myself, to make myself realize, I use examples, and I use this example for myself first, and I will inshallah compare it with, share it with you as well. I just shared it with my wife before coming in here. Now imagine that you have a very, very trustworthy friend, brother, mother, father, someone that you really, really trust. And he is telling you, he or she is telling you something. He's saying that I am seeing something that you are not seeing. And I'm seeing that there are dangers lurking towards you. So there are really, you know, imagine the worst dragons and things like that. Yeah, whatever bad things that you can bring to your mind. Imagine that somebody is seeing that and all of those things are running towards you, catching you and dragging you towards, trying to drag you. Now, if you were to see this situation, what would you do? And this brother or sister or father or mother, he's telling you to run as fast as you can. Run like that. Just, you know, for a second, brothers, imagine this feeling. And believe me, this is exactly what the situation is. If we were to see really what is coming towards us at every single instance of our life, we won't be able to actually sustain. We won't stand. We can't stand the dangers that are surrounding us. Imagine only in your body, you know, at every moment of our life, we are breathing in air, breathing out air, we're eating, we're drinking and all of those, you know, there are germs all around us. Is that right or not? There are things that we don't know, we can't see, we know it, that we have cognitive limits, we have limitations, that the things there are dangers that we can't see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in these two surahs, giving us beautiful examples of some of those things that we can't see and we don't value and which are real danger for us, but a very simple protection. You see, now imagine that this all is happening and you're trying to run as fast as possible. Somebody is trying to tell you, come here, that's where the protection is. And you're saying, I don't have the time to look at this protection. I'm just, you know, running like this. And that's exactly what our situation is. These two surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the best of the protection. And our situation is, first of all, we seldomly read these surahs. Even if we read, we are like, قُلْ أَذْبِرَ بِالْفَلَقْ مِنْ شَرِهِ مَا خَلَقْ مِنْ شَرِهِ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ مِنْ شَرِهِ نَفَثَ. Is that right or not, brothers? That's what our situation is now, including myself. Imagine, really, we need to start thinking in terms of, because if you are asking for protection for something big, it is not going to you're not going to get it until you start feeling it. What is the value of it? And so I thought, you know, I will just say some of these things in the beginning, because both of these surahs relate to these things. And inshallah, with these feelings, try to associate some feelings, some emotions, some imaginations, and try to understand the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us with focus, inshallah. This morning, you know, incidentally, my daughter, eldest daughter, she was telling me that at her school, Islamic school, you know, Brother Nuruddin told her, or her class, he said that if you saw a beautiful thing, you know, a car or a house or something, and you said, wow, it's khalas, it's gone, it's finished. You know, this is what he's telling his students. So now, what he's trying to say, rather than saying, wow, say mashallah, you know, because if you say, wow, that's like hasad. That's the feeling of jealousy or hasad, and you have destroyed it pretty much. Now, I was telling my daughter, I said, okay, did he tell you about, okay, we are going to do that. Yes, so we are going to avoid it. We are going to say mashallah. What about other people who are thinking the similar things about ourselves? So if I have a car, if I have a house, or if I have something, and somebody is going to say, wow, and that's going to destroy, what are we going to do about this? So imagine, brothers, I mean, that's what exactly the situation is. That's the kind of danger. And the biggest danger, what is the biggest danger? You know what is the biggest danger? The biggest danger is that we are taken away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, this is the life that we have now. And just another example. Example is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on one end. We are starting a race from somewhere. And all we have to do is, in this world, run as fast as you can towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the end, you will be as close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you ran fast in this world. That's what the race is. Yeah. Now imagine, in this situation, if there are things which are trying to pull us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what would you like to do? Obviously, the best thing is to seek refuge in the one who created all of it. And that's what the point of this surah is. And I was telling my daughter about this, that this is the protection. You see, others, you can't stop others being jealous of you. So you need to start saying these surahs with this feeling, inshallah. So this is just a beginning. So we'll start our surah, our lesson. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. The first ayah, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. The word kul have come in Quran hundreds of times. We know kul means say, and this is imperative form, which we did last time. In last week we did in verbs, imperatives or affirmative and negative, and kul is like affirmative or and a'udhu. A'udhu mean? A'udhu, I seek refuge. Where is the TPI sign? Here, yeah? A'budu, a'udhu, af'alu, that's the same. So, a'udhu, I seek refuge, bi rabbi, in the Lord, al-falaq, of the daybreak. Now, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word rabb, we have already discussed about this, that when you say rabb, some feelings should come to your mind. What are you relating it to? Now imagine that he is not only the creator. So usually when we say Rabb, what comes to our mind is sustainer, nourisher. But he is the creator, he is the nourisher, he is the sustainer, he is the owner, he is the Malik, he is the Lord of everything. So بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us something. Imagine al-falaq is a new word here. So al-falaq mean the daybreak. Now imagine the time. What is it? The time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us here. The time when the darkness gets into the lightness. Yeah? That very moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is that He is the creator of that very moment. That very moment that when the seed comes out as a plant from the land, from the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, is the creator, is the of that very moment, of that very thing. So He has created everything. He is the most powerful. So we should feel safety immediately when we say Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. But obviously we need to say it, just not the words but with the feeling. So inshallah, repeat with me with this, and you know, so imagine the, you know, what happens at the time of the daybreak and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it about, how you know, and with this feeling, repeat with me inshallah. You're doing the translation. Qul. No, so you're doing the translation. Qul a'udhu bi rabbi al-falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbi al-falaq. Min sharri ma khalaq. From the evil of what He created. These two words, min sharri, have been repeated in these two surahs about five times, a few times. So in this surah, four times. Min sharri ma khalaq, min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab, min sharri. So we'll take some time to understand them. First of all, what is the difference between min and man? Man means? Very good, mashallah. And min means from. Okay, what is our example to remember them? Because, you know, we can very easily mix them. That's why we have to. Exactly. So, man rabbuka is our example. First of all, the example to understand, to remember min means from is a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. I seek refuge from the outcasted shaytan. Yeah? Now, min and man. So, being as non-Arabs would have difficulty in this, so we'll take some time. Man, the two meanings of man, remember? In English, we translate them as both as who. But the two contexts, what are the two contexts? It can come at the start of the sentence, it can come in the middle of the sentence. And in both cases, although we translate it as who, the context is different. For example, if I ask you a question, I can say, who are you? And you reply, I am the one who met you yesterday. Now, the second who is obviously not in a question form. It's in a different form. So, man rabbuka, mar rabbuka, which is the first question of our grave, we will remember, inshallah, the meaning of man using this phrase, inshallah, or this question. Similarly, ma deenuka, which is another question of the grave. Ma means what? Now, just similar to what man means, man has two meanings, which is when it comes in the beginning of the sentence, it's in the question form. When it comes in the middle, it's a different form. Ma has similarly two meanings. Yeah? So we discussed this. Man, I gave you the example. And our how would you remember then? Man rabbuka khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allamahu. Okay, so we'll discuss ma shortly. Shar. Shar has two meanings. Evil as well as suffering. Yeah, so for example, when we get sick, that's also kind of suffering. So we are suffering it. So we call it shar as well. So that's referred to as shar. So min sharri, from the evil, ma. Similar to man, as I said, ma has two meanings. What and not. Okay. And a very easy way to remember this is the no meaning is if you go to Arab world, if you go to Saudi Arabia, yeah, remember these two words, fi and ma fi. So that's very commonly used. So everywhere you go, that's what you say. Yeah? Brother is smiling there, inshallah. So ma fi, you know, it's not there. So when you say it's there, it's not there, ma fi. So you will see it if you go to shops, you know, they'll say ma fi. So that's very commonly used. So mafi, remember this inshallah. Fi and mafi. There and not there. So ma has two meanings. No, not, and what. And our examples, how would we remember them? Is by ma fi, not know, and ma dinuka, what is your religion. So ma dinuka and ma fi, so it has two meanings. Yes, inshallah, easy, remember this, good. And also, as I said, you know, you can when ma comes in the beginning of the sentence and in the middle, it can have two different contexts. For example, what are you doing? I am doing what you told me to do yesterday. So in both cases, the use of word is different. Khalaq. Khalaq means he created. Where is it? Where is the TPI sign? TPI sign. Very good, mashallah. Fa'ala. Remember? Fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna. Khalaqa, khalaqu, khalaqta, khalaqtum, khalaqtu, khalaqna. Same here. Khalaqa. Khalaqa means he created. So from the evil of what he created. Now, one thing that we should be careful here, that we are not attributing the evil to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As according to one of the hadith, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that all of the khair, all of the good is from your hand, over Lord, and we don't attribute any shar to you. So what does that mean? The word shar itself means that something that turns into evil. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the man in the best form. Is that right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. So you imagine, you know, the things that's happening around us, the evil, that some of the sins that we become really shameful even to see some of the news, read some of the news. That's what the man is doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him or her in such a beautiful form, and what we have turned into. So what does that mean is shar, first of all, it means that evil, that you can have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything good, but evil can, it can turn into evil, just like humans can turn into evil. So we don't attribute evil towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a purpose, obviously. So min sharri ma khalaq. Now, this is a general protection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying from evil of anything He created. Now He is the creator of everything. So, you know, we shouldn't be worrying about this. Imagine all of these dangers that we are surrounded with, and then we are asking this protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with this feeling, repeat with me, min sharri ma, of what? Khalaqa, He created. Min sharri ma khalaqa, from the evil of what He created. So it covers pretty much everything. We have done this, inshallah. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say in English specifically, or in specific, yeah, in specific is wrong English, but specifically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting us, asking us to protect, to ask for protection against these three evils. And what is common amongst all these three evils? وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ وَمِن شَرِّ نَفَّاثَاتٍ وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ. What is common amongst these three? Shar is common, yes, but why? Ghasiq is darkness, Nafathat is the magicians or the ones who blow into knots, and Hasid is the one who envies. What is common? Quickly. Huh? Ghasiq is darkness. They are all evildoers. What is common? In all three forms, we don't know where we're going to be attacked. Ghasiq, darkness, you know, we can't see things. So we don't know where the attacker will come from. Hasid, when he envies, we don't know that someone is envying you. And I told you this morning, you know what Brother Nuruddin was telling my daughter. If you say, wow, you've destroyed it. So, you know, I said, that's very easy then, you know, everyone can... says how wow, and so it's that serious, really. So we need to ask protection from it. So in both cases, magicians, we don't know when they do magic. Hasid, when he's jealous, we don't know when he's hasid. And similarly, darkness, is everything is hidden. So it's common in this thing. So min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab, wa min sharri, we already did, and from evil. Ghasiq is the new word. So ghasiq mean, so now you won't forget, yeah, darkness, the black. So ghasiq means darkness, idha waqab, when it intensifies. So ghasiq means darkness, and إِذَا وَقَبْ it إِذْ and إِذَا we did this before? Where? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ. Now, okay. So tell me the rule as well. When we say, what did we say? إِذَا جَاءَ, what is the rule? So when you translate, إِذَا means جَاءَ is ماضي or مُضَارِع. Yes, but جَاءَ, the word جَاءَ, is it ماضي or مُضَارِع? It's ماضي, yeah? فَعَلَ جَاءَ, that's the same. So ماضي. But when you translate, when إِذَا comes before it, how do you translate? It becomes when the victory comes. Yeah, it actually means came. Yeah, but then when you add إِذَا before it, then it you translate it as the present tense. So إِذَا وَقَبْ, when it becomes intense. وَقَبَ actually is here. خَلَقَ, وَقَبَ, فَعَلَ, all of these are ماضي. Yeah, here the TPA sign is here. فَعَلَ يَفَعَلُ, خَلَقَ يَخْلُقُ. Yeah, وَقَبَ, and similarly. So we, so وَقَبَ here is means actually making it became intense. But when you translate إِذَا وَقَبْ, when it becomes intense. So imagine the darkness, and you know, and especially the evils these days. As soon as the darkness comes, the TV turns on and all the things start happening, you know, internet and TV and all those new kind of evils. So be careful about, from all of them. So we seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all of the evils that comes with the darkness. So with feelings and imagination, repeat with me, inshallah. So, okay, we'll do it at the end, inshallah. Next is, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. Again, وَمِن شَرِّ, the same, وَمِن شَرِّ, and from the evil, نَفَّاثَاتِ. Okay, before I show you the next slide. Is it singular or plural? Say it, brother. Say it. It's alright, inshallah. Plural? Okay. Plural, okay. Is it muannath or mudhakkar? What is the rule being applied here? Muannath, yeah? As-saliha, salihat. Mu'mina, mu'minat. Remember? So, naffatha and naffathat. Same rule. Naffatha, which means the word itself is feminine. The word itself is feminine. Muslima, mu'mina, saliha, yeah, naffatha. And similarly, the plural is naffathat. Similar to as we can make the plural from saliha, salihat, mu'mina, mu'minat, muslima, muslima, naffatha, naffathat. So naffathat, the one who blows. Yeah? What you say? Yeah, the one who blows. What do you say in Bangla? Foo? Yeah, the same. It's the foo everywhere, yeah? Okay, naffatha. Yeah, the one who foos. So, naffathat fil uqad. Uqad, fi means? In. And uqad is not. Okay, now uqad is singular or plural? You won't find out. So, aqad also, uqdatun nikah. The ones, the marriage, nuptial knot, which is like, you know, the marital knot, the husband-wife relationship is uqad. It's a knot, yeah? So, uqad is from uqda, and it's the broken plural. It's not uqdat. We don't say uqdat here, yeah? It's the same rule is not applied here. So, uqda, the plural is uqad. So, fil uqad, in the knots. And we know every night, how many knots do we get? Every single person? Three knots, yeah? So shaitan comes and ties three knots on everyone's neck. So imagine that. Every night we get this three knots. So what happens? How do you open it? Brother Samir?
First time you make up.
Yes? And you say, two rakah, yeah. So when you pray two rakah, the third knot opens up. And by the way, this is, I didn't know this. Imam once obviously mentioned this, and I realize it that this is not Fajr Salah, by the way. You know, this is not even Fajr Salah. This is about the Tahajjud. So these three knots are opened in Tahajjud. Once you start praying Tahajjud, you will feel, the blessings and so on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who follow this. But anyway, so we know that every one of us get three knots every night, and they get open after we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on. So repeat with me, with feelings and imaginations. وَمِن شَرِّ and from the evils. وَمِن شَرِّ and from the evils. النَّفَّاثَات فِي الْأُقَد in the knots. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْأُقَد and from the evils of those who blow in the knot. So we are asking for the protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all of these evils. You see, some of these evils, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us there are so much evil out there, we don't know how how much love should be created towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone is telling you, it's, you are covered with dangers. It's, everything is coming towards you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining it to us. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد. So this one is easy. And from the evil of hasid. Hasid is the one who does the hasad. And this is our today's grammar lesson, by the way, inshallah. So hasid, the one, the envier, the one who does the hasad. Again, the same rule here. إِذَا حَسَد, إِذَا وَقَد, إِذَا جَاءَ. So حَسَدَ, he envied. Actually, حَسَدَ means he envied. But when it comes with إِذَا, it becomes when he envies. Can you see that? Yeah? So that's how it's translated. So when you see the translation, don't get confused that Brother Kamran told us that حَسَدَ is madi, but here you're translating it as present tense. So how come? Because Ida is being applied here. Yes? Clear, brothers? Inshallah. Hasada, Ida hasad. So, this rule, again, it's in the slide. So, Ida ja'a, Ida waqaba, Ida hasada, Ida dhukirallah. So, all of this. So, we talked about this already, inshallah. So, repeat with me, with imaginations, feeling, focus. Wa min sharri, and from the evil, hasid, the envier. إِذَا حَسَد, when he envies. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد, and from the evil of the envier, when he envies. Okay, so as I told you before, this is a sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he used to recite these three surahs, Surah Al-Ikhlas and these the Mu'awwadhatain, after every salah and after Fajr and Maghrib, three times. So sit down, give yourself time, brothers. Imagine this, the same feeling. Somebody is telling you there are so many danger out there, running towards you, trying to pull you apart. And you're saying, I don't have time. So sit down, just, have a feeling and say it, inshallah. So, okay, so go on to the part B of this. Okay, so I'm not going to go through the repetition. So what we are doing now in the grammar is the verbs or fi'l. And quickly about verbs, so we are not doing all of the other repetition, the revision of what we have done so far, but just the verbs. So first thing about verb, how many tenses in Arabic? Only two tenses, madi and mudari. Madi is the one that's been done, that has been done, and the thing that hasn't been done or being done is mudare. So that's one. Second thing, or first thing would be, and this is the second. First thing is that 99% of the verbs, or more than 99% of the verbs in Arabic are driven from three root letters. Okay, so fa'ala, fataha, nasara, daraba, and you can make literally hundreds of words out of them. So what we did is this table before. فَعَلَ فَعَلُوا فَعَلْتَ فَعَلْتُمْ فَعَلْتُ فَعَلْنَا يَفَعَلُوا يَفَعَلُونَ تَفَعَلُوا تَفَعَلُونَ and أَفَعَلُوا نَفَعَلُوا. Last time we did إِفْعَلْ, which means do, for the brothers who were not here. إِفْعَلْ means imperative. So if you are ordering someone, yeah, or requesting, when we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala رَبِّ جَعَلْ or إِجْعَلْ, yeah, make us. So we are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِفْعَلْ do. And la taf'al, if'al do, if'alu do, which is the plural. So if'al, if I want to order a single one, if'al do. If I want to say all of you, do, so I should say if'alu, yeah. And if I want to say لا تفعل, don't do لا تفعل, and TPI sign for don't do for all لا تفعل. So bring it here. So on your right hand with the single finger first, لا تفعل. No, from here. From here. لا تفعل. لا تفعلوا. Just for syncing, inshallah. Yeah, you, the signs are so that's what the sign is. Inshallah, today we will do three more types of verbs which we call as doer or fa'il, maf'ul, and the fa'il to do itself. So fa'il is the one who does, doer, maf'ul, the one who is affected, and fa'il is the actual verb to do. Yeah. So in English, if I want to say he does, yeah, he did, and all that, the actual verb is to do. Yeah. So in Arabic also we have the one who does, which is fa'il, and our TPI sign for this would be this. So fa'il, just like giver. Yeah. We used to give. just like, you know, you're giving someone. So Muslim used to be in this position, givers. Yeah. So fa'il, the one who does. Maf'ul, who gets affected, yeah, or the one who's given or something. And fail would be this sign here, to do. Yeah, fa'il, maf'ul, fail. Repeat with me. Fa'il, maf'ul, fail. Do we have sisters upstairs? We have sisters? Okay, so sisters, can you see me? Can you see me now? Okay, so fa'il is this sign here, maf'ul is this sign, and fi'l is this sign. Okay, and so we'll repeat inshallah the whole table now again. Repeat. And sorry, before we go ahead, just like we have, remember the rules to make plurals. So from Muslim, you make Muslimun and Muslimin. You can make the same with fa'il. So fa'il, fa'ilun, fa'ilin. Maf'ul, maf'ulun, maf'ulin. So replace this with another verb. For example, fataha will become what? This will be fatih. Okay, here. Who is the one who is victored over? So, given the victory over. That's what is it called? The one who know the Urdu, they should be able to say clearly. Fatih, and the other one is Maftuh. Yeah, Nasir, Mansur, Fa'il, Maf'ul, and Nasr, and so on. So similarly, you can make this. So Fatih, Fatihun, Fatihin. Yeah, Maftuh, Maftuhun, Maftuhin. And as dal, dalin, dalun, and so on. So you can make this. Okay. One more thing is, I think one of the sisters asked in the one when we started the verbs that you told us he did. How about she did? So here it is. So huwa fa'ala, okay. Huwa fa'ala, he did, and hiya fa'alat, she did. Okay. Huwa fa'ala, and left hand. Just to distinguish, hiya fa'alat, huwa fa'ala, hiya fa'alat. Okay, now mudare, huwa yaf'alu, he, right hand, huwa yaf'alu, he does, hiya taf'alu, she does. Okay, it's the same as this one, taf'alu, hiya taf'alu, and anta taf'alu, it's the same. Yes, don't get confused. Anta tafalu is also the same. You do, and hiya tafalu, she does. So, and this is our sign. So now we have done 21 forms. We won't go beyond this in this first course, inshallah. But we will repeat it with many different verbs. All these 21 forms. So now we have covered all these 21 forms. What are the 21 forms? Here it is. So, fa'ala, fa'alu, count it. So, fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna, 6. Yafa'alu, yafa'aluna, tafa'alu, tafa'aluna, af'alu, naf'alu, 12. If'al, if'alu, la taf'al, la tafa'alu, 16. Fa'il, maf'ul, fa'il, 19. Huwa fa'ala, hiya, fa'alat. This is 21, 20. And huwa yafalu hiya tafalu. 21. Clear? Don't worry about the numbers. Believe me, it's 21, inshallah. Okay, repeat with me. So now we are going to do the whole table, inshallah. First with Arabic as well as translation. Fa'ala, he did. Fa'alu, they did. Four fingers, yeah. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alta, you did. Fa'altum, you did. Fa'altu, I did. Fa'alna, we did. Yeah, it's waist height, inshallah. Because here we're doing mudari. Yafalu, he does. Yafaluna, they do. Tafalu, you do. Tafaluna, you do. Afalu, I do. Nafalu, we do. Ifal, do. Ifalu, do. La tafal, don't do. Single finger. La tafal, don't do. La tafalu, don't do. Fa'il, the one who does. Maf'ul, the one that's affected, yeah. And fi'il, to do. Okay. Huwa fa'ala, he did. Hiya fa'alat, she did. Huwa yafa'alu, he does. Hiya tafa'alu, she does. Okay. We will repeat it, inshallah. Don't worry, in next 4-5 weeks, many times, so you will master this table. So don't worry, inshallah. Okay. So now the second round, just to reinforce this, is I am going to say the Arabic and you are going to translate it. Yeah, you will say the English. Fa'ala. No, make the TPI sign. Fa'ala. He did. Yes. Start with this. Fa'ala. Fa'alu. They did. Fa'alta. Fa'altum. Fa'altu. Fa'alna. Yafa'alu. Right hand, still right hand, inshallah. Yafa'alu. Yafa'aluna. They do, yes. Tafa'alu. Tafa'alu. Tafa'aluna. They do. Afa'alu. Nafa'alu. Ifa'al. If'alu. Four fingers. If'alu. Still do. Yeah, but it's for plural. La tafa'al. La tafa'alu. Fa'il. No. Fa'il. Here. The sign is here. Fa'il. Maf'ul. The one who does. Fi'al. Fi'al. To do. Huwa fa'ala here. Fa'alat. Okay, don't forget. Huwa fa'ala here? Fa'alat. Huwa yaf'alu here? Tafa'alu. Huwa yaf'alu here? Tafa'alu. Very good. Okay, now we are all Arabs, inshallah. We don't know any other language. Orientate your mind. We're going to say it in Arabic, inshallah. Fa'ala fa'alu. Fa'alta fa'altum. Fa'altu fa'alna. Yaf'alu yaf'aluna. Tafa'alu tafa'aluna. أفعلوا نفعلوا افعل افعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا فاعل مفعول فعل هو فعل هي فعلت هو يفعل هي تفعل. Very good. Okay, this is a difficult one now. I'm going to just signal and you have to say the Arabic. One voice, inshallah. Very good. Once again. Fa'alu. Fa'altu. Okay. Sorry. Again. If'alu. Fa'il. Maf'ul. Fi'l. Huwa. Huwa. Huwa fa'ala. Hiya. One voice, brothers. Huwa fa'ala. Here. Fa'alat. Huwa yaf'alu. Here. Tafalu. Very good. And just to repeat, inshallah, remember three letters. You're seeing these three letters. Fa'ain lam. Everywhere. All we are doing in the madi is what? Adding at the end. Remember the aeroplane? Aeroplane has gone. What are you looking at? The tail. So that's why you end adding at the end. The aeroplane is coming. What are you looking at? Its tip, the front. So you're adding at the tip. So aeroplane is coming is mudare. Aeroplane has gone is madi. Okay, so that's why. So in the madi, what you're doing it is you're just adding u, ta, tum, tu, na at the end. Okay, in the mudare, you're adding in the beginning ya, ya, ta, ta, a, and na. Yeah, very easy, inshallah. And with some practice, as I said, in the next few weeks, we will cover many verbs, inshallah. We'll do this practice many times. So hopefully you should be able to master it by the end, inshallah. Wa alaikum assalam wa barakatuh. And we covered this last time as well for the brothers who were not here. Remember these constructs: hu, hum, ka, kum, ina. You can add at the end of the verbs as well. So fa'alahu, fa'alahum, fa'alaka, fa'alakum, and so on. And in the beginning, these are the prefixes, if you like, that you see in the Quran many times. Wa fa'ala, fa fa'ala, and qad fa'ala, and so on. So. But listen to last week's lesson. We discussed this in detail, inshallah. Just a motivational tip, inshallah. This is a hadith from Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that, you know, whoever walks in the way of seeking knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the way to paradise easy for him, and also the angels, you know, spread their wings for them, for such people, for the seeker of the knowledge. And obviously, the best knowledge to be sought is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mu'arifah, and so on. So, and we're doing it, inshallah, with this. Okay, brother. So, what time is Adhan?
7-8 minutes.
7-8 minutes? Okay. So,
8:14?
8:12. Okay, so very quickly, inshallah, we have, or we can stop here and you can have a discussion, inshallah. Let's do the next lesson next time, if you like. What do you want to do? Next lesson or? Next lesson? Happy everyone? Okay, inshallah, very, very quickly. So we discussed this, the importance of these two surahs. I'm not going to go into detail, just for doing it quickly, inshallah. In this surah, we're doing Surah An-Nas. So we are really, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Falaq, you know, we asked refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His one name, the Rabb Al-Falaq, in three things. In one general thing, min sharri ma khalaq, and three specific things. Yeah? And if you look, these three things have effect on something which is going to harm us in this world. Hasid, when he envies, it's going to harm us in this world. Yeah? When we're saying nafathat, nafathati fil uqad, a magician is going to, his aim is to harm you in this world. Yeah? There's another enemy, the biggest enemy of us. Remember the biggest loss? Is to get away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So biggest enemy, the shaitan, he wants to get us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the biggest loss. And that's a loss that's not only this is it's going to affect us or harm us in this world. It has an effect in the hereafter. So it's a very big effect. So he's going to do the waswas and all that in our chests and make us do things that will make us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what you can't kill shaitan, you can't hit him, you can't see him, you can't even convince him. So what you need to do is then seek Allah's protection against him. And this is what these surahs are doing. So with this, imagine, we will keep on doing. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. We did this before. قُلْ means, it's a TPI sign is here. قُلْ means say. أَعُوذُ, I seek refuge. بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So before this we had بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Now, بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, we did this word before, annas. Annas means mankind, in the Lord of the mankind. So let's do quickly, inshallah, because we don't have much time. So we'll so repeat with me. قُلْ. No, so you have to say. قُلْ أَعُوذُ, I seek refuge, بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, of the men. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, say I seek refuge in the Lord of the mankind. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ in إِلَهِنَا. Malik means king. Okay, before this we did a similar word before. Malik, very good. Yeah, Malik means owner, and Malik, the king. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate king. Malik al-Malikul Haqq, he's the true king. So Malik al-Nas, and remember these three words, so don't mix them up. Malik means king. Malak is the singular for Malaika. Yeah, Malak means angel, and Malik, owner. So these three are similar words, so that's why we put them together. And they have come in Quran about 68 times, these three words, inshallah, so don't mix them up. Malik, Malak, and Malik. Malak means angel. So Malik in Nas, An-Nas, we have already done this before, Insan, and the plural is Nas. Malik in Nas, the king of mankind, and Ilah. Ilah is the singular, and the plural is Aliha. Yeah? So, and this is Jama Mukassar, the broken plural. So we are not applying the same rule of Jama Salam that we did before. So God and gods. So Ilah, Ilah in Nas, the God of mankind. So we know La ilaha illallah. We use this commonly, inshallah. We know this before. So feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true king. Really is that our feeling is. And when we are asking protection, now remember, there we ask protection in Allah's one attribute in three things. Here we are asking with refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His three attributes in one single thing. That's the seriousness of this evil. Okay? It's the seriousness of this evil. So repeat with me before going ahead. Malik. Malik. Say it again. Malik, the king. An-Nas, of mankind. Malikin Nas, the king of mankind. Ilah. Ilah, the God. An-Nas, the mankind. Ilahin Nas, the God of mankind. And again, as I said, from one single one, single enemy, which is min sharril waswasil khannas. We did this before. Min shar, min means from, shar means evil. Al waswas, al waswas means the whisperer. Now here, this is the same as fa'il. It starts waswasa, waswas. Yeah. So the whisperer, al khannas. These are the new words, inshallah. So khannas is the one who, khannas is the one who withdraws and returns. So it keeps on returning. So you know, we are fighting with the shaitan for the rest of our life. Okay, so I told you that 99% of the verbs, more than 99% of the verbs are driven from three root letters. Okay, but there are words which are driven from more than three root letters, and this is one example of this. So waswas or waswasa is repeated from Wow seen. Okay, so there are four root letters in this one. Waswasa. And whisperer, they said waswas. Yeah, so you will remember it, inshallah, with this. The waswas, the sound itself says it. Al-Khannas is the one who withdraws and whispers again. So we are fighting against the shaitan again and again. So you need to keep on seeking refuge. We need to keep on seeking refuge from Al-Khannas in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So waswasa, whisperer, zalzala is earthquake. We know this commonly used one, and that's another similar word before that we have done. So he never gives up, and we need to never give up against fighting against him, inshallah. Okay, so we'll stop here, brothers, inshallah. We've pretty much covered Surah An-Nas, and we'll continue next time. The rest of it, inshallah, and the grammar part of this lesson. If you have any questions, I can take it now after the breaking, inshallah.
Standard time.
Yes, this is another thing. So next Friday will be daylight saving. So do you want to do it after Isha, or after Isha is better? Yeah. So it's much easier for me as well, inshallah, and we'll have more time. So just in case we want to finish it. So I will talk with the brothers and make the announcements, inshallah, for others. From next... Sorry? They already made the announcement? From Isha, okay. So inshallah, from next week, the class will be after Isha, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك